grass is blown off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off. Dun, 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 dun.
We need some cool music or something, right? Well, I guess we have it. We just played it.
Yeah, I was like, were you not listening?
No, I was. I mean, we'll update it. Justin, get me some cooler music. And we've got Dave on the line here. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
Doing great. Doing great, man. Listen, are you calling for Blown Off?
Yeah, man. Listen, I want to say I'm a big fan of you guys' show. I listen to you guys every day. And, you know, just wanted to, you know, let you guys know there's this girl that I was seeing. And, you know, we went out a couple of times, and, you know, she blew me off. So I just want to know the reason why.
Yeah, you want to know what's going on with her, huh?
Yeah, man.
Listen, Dave, I'll be honest with you. If I could explain women to men, I'd be a bazillionaire.
Oh, man, me too.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, tell us about, what's her name, by the way?
Her name is Lynn.
Okay.
So basically, you know, I was in a relationship previous to that, and, you know, left my ex-girlfriend, and a couple of my boys, you know, invited me to a bar. Met this girl named Lynn, you know, very awesome, very gorgeous girl. And, you know, we went out a couple of times, you know, and one day I said, you know, let me just take it a step further. You know, let me invite her to one of the, you know, one of the barbecue events that one of my boys actually does. So I call her up and I say, listen, you know, I got a barbecue to go to. Would you like to join? And she tells me, nah, I'm not really too sure. I don't think you're into me like that. And I don't think it's best that I come.
So, really?
Wow.
You know, I kept asking her, you know, I said, you know, it was kind of confusing because I said, you know, we went out a couple of times, you know, something wrong. And she just kind of just blew me off and said, you know what, I don't think it's best that we see each other anymore. And that was it.
So, huh.
That's really weird.
To the bottom of it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Nothing happened when you guys were hanging out that would, you know,
no.
That you thought was wrong?
Not that I could think of. I mean, like I said, we went out a couple of times. Everything was good. You know,
yeah.
Of course, I made her laugh a lot. You know, it was a good conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it ended the way it did.
And then you invited her to your boy's barbecue event, and she said no, and I don't want to see you anymore.
Right, right.
She's not a vegetarian or anything, is she?
Oh, of course not, man.
No, okay, I'm just checking. There are going to be, like, ribs there and stuff? What's your boy barbecue?
Oh, my God.
You know, we have some ribs, you know, some chicken, some burgers, some hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be 80 degrees. You know, it's going to be very nice, very nice. And I'm just thinking, you know, it'd be a good gesture, you know, invite her out to one of those.
Oh, my God, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, okay.
I know, I totally want some barbecue. All right, well, listen, we'll, yeah, this is so weird, man. We will call her, and we're going to find out what's going on, okay?
Yeah, you know, because, you know, I really didn't think that she would be like a rebound chick. You know, I really, 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 really dig her.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to see what's up with her. You know what I mean?
No,
yeah,
totally. You and me both, and Megan.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call her up. We'll see if we can figure this out for you, Dave. Again, Dave, you said everything seemed to be going great. You guys were hanging out. She made, you made her laugh. She seemed like she was into you.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, good. All right, well, we're going to call her now. And we're going to find out what's going on. Dave, you can listen on the line, but just don't say anything until we get all the information we need, okay?
Got it.
Here we go.
Thanks again.
No problem. Now, okay, really don't say anything. Here we go.
Hello?
Lynn?
Hi, who's this?
Hi!
Oh, that was
a little
so
high. That hurt my throat.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Lynn, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hi, I'm sorry that you're deaf now, Lynn.
Oh, my God. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, my God, hi.
Lynn.
You know who we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Can we talk to you live on the radio for a few minutes?
Totally.
Okay, cool.
Have you ever been on the radio?
No, I'm freaking out. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, it's going.
It's going.
Well, my throat hurts a little, but other than that,
yeah,
it's my own fault. Lynn, listen, no, we just had a quick question for you about a dude. Can we talk to you about a dude you know?
Yeah.
His name is Dave.
Oh, no, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know what you're calling. Okay.
Lynn, Dave got in touch with us. Yeah, he said you're blowing him off, and he said he really liked you, and you didn't really give him a reason why. You just said you didn't think that he was ready to hang out or something like that?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to work out.
Why, though?
Because of his girlfriend, Pat.
Because of his girl? Wait, he has a girlfriend?
It's actually because of the hat that he wears that's from his supposedly ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, okay. Wait, is it like, what kind of hat is it?
It's like a baseball cap. It's like the ugliest baseball cap you'll see. from his ex, he wears it all the time. Even if you ask him, you're like, you know, clean up totally. You know what? Just don't wear that hat. He'll wear the hat.
Oh.
It comes with him.
What? Are you serious, Lynn? It's because of the hat? You got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
You got to be kidding me, Lynn.
Dave?
Are you serious? Yes, it's Dave.
Oh, Dave. I didn't know I was going to be on the phone with you. I didn't know I had to, like, confront you. Yeah, Dave, it's the hat.
Okay.
You know that bright orange thing?
Bright orange?
Right. Like, what's wrong with it? It's a hat. I mean, it's part of my character. I don't get it.
Okay.
Dave, it's the ugliest hat.
Okay. I've
What?
Hang on 1 second. Dave, do you have an ugly orange hat that your ex-girlfriend gave you?
First of all, it's not an ugly orange hat. It's a hat that I think is very nice. It's dear to me.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with my ex whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm not in love with her. I love the hat.
Okay, all right, hang on. I think that's a yes. Apparently, their relationship faltered because of Dave's choice of head apparel. He has a cap. Lynn, describe the hat one more time in your own words.
Okay, and there's more. So he wears this bright orange, like, baseball cap.
Uh-huh.
But guess what it says on the front? It says Spankies.
It says Spankies.
Spankies.
What, Dave, what is Spankies?
Spankies, it's an old bar that my ex-girlfriend used to work at. You know, it's from back home.
Wait, what?
Whoa, what?
What kind of bar was it?
Yeah, really.
Like, I think she was a stripper. I don't think there's any more, like, question about it. You have a hat called Spankies. Not a bar. She was a stripper.
Wait.
Or you're in a hunting team or something like that. Like,
but you know what I don't understand? It's a hat. It has nothing to do with my personality. We had a couple of good times. I really didn't understand why you blew me off. I mean, I think it was kind of effed up, you know?
Lynn, so it's really not, like, if that hat had nothing to do with his ex, would you care as much? It's just because it's from her?
No, it doesn't even have to do with his ex. It's like...
I mean, it should.
So
I think
ugly,
that...
And he always wears it. Like, that's become secondary.
Yeah, but the like, fact that it's from his ex and... The fact that it's from his ex and he won't take it off is a red flag right there.
It's an orange flag, actually.
That's the weird part, I think.
Yeah,
not the fact that he wears a hat.
Her.
Dave, are you wearing the hat right now?
He is a red flag walking.
Absolutely, I'm wearing the damn hat.
Okay.
God.
And why do you wear it all the time, even if it's, I mean, it's from your ex-girlfriend, is it? I mean, what does the hat mean to you?
Listen, it's just, to me, it's just a really, really cool, it was a really cool place to hang out at. You know, I got it from her, but, you know, essentially, I don't understand why. You know, Lynn not wanting to see me is because of a hat. It's a guy thing, you know, just like a woman in her bag. You know, she has this, you know, it's an essential. It's part of her.
But it's because it's ugly, Dave. It's so ugly. Like, I get that guys wear caps, but you stand out. Like, I can find you at a baseball game easily because you're the guy with the ugly-ass hat.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, but, like...
I think it's more than just the hat that's bothering you, and you won't admit it.
I think the whole ex situation is bothering.
Absolutely.
Like, it has nothing to do with my personality. Otherwise, we wouldn't have went out on a few dates. That's what I don't understand. We
I
had
can't
good time.
See beyond the hat. I can't see beyond the
hat. Well, it's probably blinding you with the bright orange color.
It's blinding.
Right, yeah. That's what I just said. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. Well, listen, I mean, one more question before we let you guys get back to your lives. Lynn, if Dave didn't wear the hat on your date or put it away in the closet, would you see him again?
Yeah, it would have to be gone for good, like not like throw it away,
right?
And then we'll talk.
And Dave, would you be willing to throw away your ex girlfriend's orange Spankies hat for another date with Lynn?
To be honest with you, if it's going to be about apparel, that's going to be the deciding factor in this.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to stick with the hat.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
Well, there you go, Lynn. You just the guy just chose a hat over you. Probably.
That's real good.
It's a new low in your life.
Yeah.
Sorry to ruin your day. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. We'll be right back.